I'd like to say I'm proud to be here. I love that man. Believe me, I loved him a lot. He would always give me a hug every time he seen me. He gave me a hug, and he squeezed me. He didn't squeeze me like, I don't know you, but I'm just giving you a hug because I know you. He squeezed me because I know you. You know, you're a child of God. He knows you're a child of God. So you pray for me because I don't sing very much, but I'm going to do this because he likes to do it. He likes to hear the song. I thought that number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sands, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees I learn to stand, cause I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I'm glad I made Jesus my one and all. From now on, when I'm in trouble, only his name I'll call. If I can't trust in him, I'd be less of a man. Cause I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Mountains too high and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees I learned to stand, cause I can't even walk without you holding my hand. It was down on that I learned to stand, and I can't even walk without you holding my
eyes of the Lord. I believe that with my whole heart, and I'm so glad for Dawn. I'm sorry for us, and I'm so sorry for the family, naturally speaking, but spiritually speaking, I'm as happy for Dawn as I've ever been on anything in my life. You pray for us. I am going to a city.
streets are paved with gold, where the angels are singing, and the half has not been told. There are loved ones are so happy, praising God.
Appreciate the good songs, and we appreciate Don. And if all of us have sat there, I talked to different ones who are singing today, and the family that Don thought a lot about this day. He had who he wanted to sing songs, and he had asked me if, been several years ago, if I'd be part of this, and so he looked forward to this day. And I know his people and his family, we don't look forward to this day, and I know I'll certainly miss him, because every time I had the opportunity to come here and he was able to be here, he made it a point to speak. And And a lot of people say, well, how did a man from Payne, Ohio, and how did a hillbilly from Greasy Creek, Kentucky get acquainted with one another? And that's the Lord's doing.
Yeah.
And God has a way of connecting us when no one else can. And so a lot of people will put it off to coincidence or just happenstance, but I don't believe in any such things. As God has a purpose in each and every day and the folks that we meet. And I want to say it was an honor for me to be acquainted with Don Greninger. And so we're going to read his obituary at this time before we have another song and a message. Don Greninger, age 87, passed away on Monday, November 18th, 2024, at Lutheran Hospital, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Donald was born on July 9th, 1937, in Diamond, Missouri, to the late Kenneth and Anna Maxine Greninger. He served his country in the United States Air Force during the Vietnam War. On December 5th, 1993, he married Lois Saylor, who survives. Donald retired in 1995 from B.F. Goodrich Tire Company. He was a member of the Lima Missionary Baptist Church, American Legion, Post 297 in Payne, Ohio, and the Masonic Lodge, 478 in Hicksville, Ohio. Along with his loving wife, Donald is survived by his daughters, Julie and Mike Arsenault, Hamilton, Georgia, Tina and Dale White, Hamilton, Georgia, Jessica and Misty Ryan, Houston, Texas, brother Ken and Ann Greninger, Diamond, Missouri, sister Wanda Brummett, Diamond, Missouri, 7 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, and 1 great-great-grandchild. Let us pray. Father, we just ask you to go with us today, and Lord, just guide us in what we should say, and Lord, just go with this family and give them the consolation that only you can give. Lord, just guide us and lead us, and Lord, forgive us where we fail you so much, and just help us that we would seek out your will above our own. Lord, just bless this good church, Lord, and we know that she'll miss her good member that's been here and been a help to her. And Lord, go with his wife, Lord, as she goes on. And Lord, go with this good family. Lord, just guide us and lead us in the way that you would have us to go. And let what goes on here today be a blessing for your name. In your son's dear name we pray. Amen.
I want to explain a little bit about this. I guess Don, if he loved you, he loved you with every part of him, you know. And he loved this song so much. Almost any time that he would see me on Sunday, he'd say, "You going to sing my song today?" But he talked to me a while back, and he said, I really, when I'm gone, I want you to sing this song at my funeral." And Art signs. Art had deaf parents, and he signs. And so one time we were at church and up around the Defiance area, and Art signed this song with me, and Don asked Art if he would sign it at his funeral too. So we gladly do this to try in honor of Don. And I can see him in my mind's eye standing up back there raising his hand up when I would sing this song. He loved the Lord, and he didn't care who knew about it. He wanted everybody to know how much he loved the Lord. So please pray for us.
Oh, Lord, my God, when in awesome wonder consider all the world's thy hands have made. I see the stars, and I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power's throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, well, I scarce can take it in that on the cross all my burdens gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, when Christ shall come with a shout of acclamation to take me home, what joy will fill my heart. Then I'll bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then my soul.
appreciate that good song. Took me back to a service probably 12 or 13 years ago when Art and his mother sang and signed Victory in Jesus. And that was a service when my niece, she came and got saved, and so it's a precious memory to me. And so we're thankful that God's good to us. And when we heard about this, there was a scripture came to us, and we'd like to read that, and if the Lord will help us, we'd like to say maybe just a few things about it. And because I'm satisfied what Don would want his people to hear about is Jesus and about the goodness of God and his greatness. And I believe part of recognizing his greatness is to recognize our frailty. Because as the human race, we have sickness and trouble and sorrow and heartache and death, and those things come about us. But the Lord, he defeated all those things for us. And so in the book of Ecclesiastes, and I know those at Fewson Chapel where I pastor, they hear that book a lot because that's my old friend. And I'm glad for a few old friends that the Lord's given us. And we can go back and lean on what he's given us, and it's still yet standing. It's still yet strong. So the seventh chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, we'll start reading in the first verse, says, "A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance the heart is made better. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. For as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool. This also is vanity. Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad, and a gift destroyeth the heart. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit." And so we'll stop reading there. And in this book, in Ecclesiastes, one of the themes that goes through it, and one of the verses that you'll read quite a bit in the book is vanity, vanity, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. And so the things that we know in this life and the things that we put so much stock in, when it comes right down to it, they're just vanity. But I'm thankful that the Lord, he give us something better than just what you can see. This man right here, if the Lord tarries in his coming, I'll make the same journey that Don did one of these days. But I want to tell you, he did not make that journey alone. You might say, "Preacher, what do you mean by that?" I want to tell you that the Lord was right there with him. And you might say, "How do you know that?" Is because he had already walked that way before. God, no matter what you're going through in life, he's already gone through it himself. Brother, we've got a God that he loved us so much that he sent his son as a man just like you and I. That
Brother, he would know the heartache and the sorrow and the trouble that comes on mankind. And Brother, have Brother pity upon us because he recognized that. And when he, Brother, came there to Lazarus and Lazarus had died, the Bible said Jesus wept. And Brother, then he went. And Brother, he said, Lazarus, come forth. And he said, I do this to show man that I have the power to lay down life and to take it up again. That's why he's able to make that journey with us even through death. He says, I will never leave you and I'll never forsake you. Not even in our darkest hour when our family has to leave us. When all of our friends and all that we've known in this world we have to leave behind. The Lord never leaves us. He goes right with us every step of the way. And Brother, ain't you glad to have a friend like that? A friend that sticketh closer than a brother? And I want to tell you today, if you don't have him as your friend, you can have him as your friend. Why? Because he said, if you'd come unto me, I will in no wise cast you out. In other words, there's no way I'd put you out from me. All he wants for you to do is just believe and trust in him today. And that same friend that was there to cross the river with Don, he'll be right there to cross the river with you. And I'm thankful, brother, he put something down inside of us that we have a love for everybody out there. And it's easy to love those, brother, that love us. But the Bible says to love thine enemy and to pray for them that despitefully use you. That's where it gets into real love. Is brother those that would brother seek to work against you is to love them out of your heart anyway. I'm glad one time, brother, I had people who loved me before I ever loved them. I'm glad the church loved me before I ever loved her. And I'm thankful that God loved me before I ever loved him. And why do we love the Lord? We love him because he first loved us. So I'm thankful today for what he's given us. And I know, brother, this is a sad time. I'm sad in myself. I'll miss coming here to Lima. I'd always look for Don because he always made a point to speak. And brother, he always had a little something to say about the Lord. I'm thankful for that today. Here's somebody who thanks enough of God, brother, to proclaim him. And so today, brother, we know we come together and today we're in the house of mourning, but that's all right. Why? Because we need to be reminded from time to time that we're going this same way. If the Lord tarries in his coming, we are not going to escape this. Is death, it's not on our trail trying to hunt us down. But brother, it's out there for each and every one of us to meet one of these days. And so we're not going to escape that. But brother, I want to ask you, are you ready for that day when it comes? Or do you fear that day? And brother, what it holds in it. I want to tell you, Brother Don, he did not fear this day. I believe he looked forward to it because it's our only way to get out of this life. But brother, we go on to something that's so much better. we leave the vanity and the vexation behind. And we go on in the book of Ecclesiastes. You'll read about the long home. I'm glad we've got a long home. I've got a little home down there in Kentucky. And I appreciate the Lord blessing me with it. I love to sit on the porch. And brother, just watch brother the day go by. I enjoy sleeping in my bed and eating meals at my table. My home's important to me in the flesh. But one of these days, they'll carry me out of their feet first, and it will no longer be my home. But I will not be homeless. I've got a long home I'm going to, and I'm thankful for that today. And so Don, he has gone on to his long home. He's left that home up there in Payne, Ohio. Brother, he's left us behind to carry on. But brother, I want to tell you today, brother, we ought to carry on for the Lord, that others might have the same hope. And so today, I'm glad, brother, for the good testimony left behind. And I hope today that you've left a little something behind too. And you might say, what do you mean by that, preacher? It's important what we leave behind. Brother, the Bible teaches us that the parents ought to lay up for the children. I want to tell you, it's important that we leave a little testimony behind of what the Lord has done for us. And you might say, why is that, preacher? Don't you preach the gospel, and aren't there others out there? Yes, we do, but nobody can tell anybody else's testimony. Billy Ray, I can't tell yours, and you can't tell mine, because that's about the personal experience I had one time with God. And I hope somewhere along this journey you have that same experience. Why? So that you will be ready for this day when it comes. And so today, I know what I read to you in the scriptures, it might seem backward to us in the flesh. It might say, oh, I'd rather be where it's fun, and I'd rather be, brother, you can have a big time. But I want to tell you, this is better. And that seems, brother, just counterintuitive to us. You might say, oh, it don't get no worse than this. I want to tell you, it gets a lot worse than this. I want to tell you, if you die without the Lord, it's a lot worse than this. So it's best to be prepared for when this day comes. So just like here it says in that first verse, it says a good name is better than precious ointment. Thankful Don had a good name in this land and country. Brother, he left a little something behind. And it says, in the day of death, than the day of one's birth. When he was born, his sorrow started. I want to tell you, last Monday they ended. He's gone on, brother, to eternal glory and satisfaction. And brother, I'm tickled to death for him. And one of these days, soon after, I'll follow right with him. I want to ask you, are you ready for that day? Let us pray. Father, we come to you once again and just ask you to go with us, Lord, and help us. Again, we ask that you help this family and give them the consolation that they need, Lord. And most of all, if they don't know you as their Savior, that may come to know you, that they'll know the same peace down in their soul that Brother Don had. That, brother, this hour that came had no power over him. I'm thankful that through your salvation, death, it's swallowed up in victory. Go with us, guide us, help us in the days to come, and let us seek out your will above our own. In your dear name we pray. Amen.